This is in volume 10, letter number 3073, Baruch Hashem, dated the third day of Kislev, Tavshin Tezvav, Brooklyn, Shalom Avraham. So the Rebbe said, they passed along to me your request for a blessing for yourself, for your health, that needs to be stronger than it is now. You need improvement. Your health needs an improvement. So the Rebbe says, for sure you are following the directives of the doctor, because the Torah, and the Rebbe emphasized, the Torah gave permission to the doctor to heal. And that includes also the means of how to heal. The doctor has the authority. The Torah gave the doctor the authority, what means to use, how to heal. And the Rebbe quotes from a verse, the best way of healing is, as the verse says, Le'osum alecho k'ani Hashem refecha. The verse says, I will not even put it on you because I am God, your healer. What it means is, Rashi explains over there, I'm not sure the Rebbe is alluding to specifically one interpretation, but Rashi says is, you know, sometimes, you know, the question is asked on this. This is not directly in the letter. I'm just adding that. It says, God says, I'm not going to put this sickness on you because I'm God, your healer. If God is not going to put this sickness on you, why do you need a healer? So one of the answers Rashi gives is, he says, I'm your healer means I'm the doctor that prescribes you how to live your life so that you don't get sick in the first place. So, yeah. Ani Hashem
Rav... sleep, Rabbi.
Huh? Yeah. Yeah, so Hashem is the one that helps. Basically, the Rebbe is instructing him to listen to the doctor, whatever the doctor tells him to do ahead of time, so that he won't become sick. So the Rebbe says, during this month, it's a month of redemption, it's a month of miracles, so may you return to your health, may you add strength in your conduct, in the teaching of Chassidus, which is the tree of life. Chassidus, the inner part of Torah, is called a tree of life. So the Rebbe says it should be the tree of life. And in addition, on just studying Torah, out of good health, spiritually, physically, together. And the Rebbe says that, I'm going to guess, the Rebbe brings a verse here. You see, in our copy, it doesn't say the name. So I don't know what his name is. But the Rebbe brings something about a wolf. The name is Zev. Zev. Mm-hmm. So I'm trying to guess that maybe this person's name was Zev. That's why it comes in the letter. So the Rebbe says, a Zev, attacks from the front and from the back. The Rebbe quotes some Mechilta in Yisrael. So the Rebbe says, may Hashem succeed you also in Avodah. Avodah basically means the service of davening, and so he was a big learner as well. So you have both the back and the front, the Rebbe says, both in the Torah study as well as in the service of Hashem. As explained in Likutei Torah, Teira Shmuel, the Rebbe references over there. The Rebbe blesses him again with good health and to be able to give good news. So the Rebbe says that follow, again, we have this so many times, the Rebbe says follow the instruction of the doctor, and the Rebbe says the main thing is that you don't get sick in the first place. Hashem heals you, protects you. You follow the directives so you don't get sick, and the Rebbe wishes him that it's a month of Geula, a month of Nisim, so may you get your health. And the Rebbe blessed him for good news.